going on? Welcome back to High League Central Podcast. Your regular host, Ta Lau, is back with the MC duties for this podcast. I have good friends, Op and Gian, joining me for this one. It's finally time to preview the AFF Suzuki Cup 2020. Well, played in 2021, though. I'm very excited for this content, as well as the other content that Thai League Central will be creating during the Suzuki Cup. So be sure to follow us on all our social media platforms. Now, let's not waste any time. Get to the other members of the Thai League Central crew, Gian and Op. Gian, doing good, man?
Yeah, all good. Excited for the Suzuki Cup, AFF Cup coming up.
And Op, you as well.
Awesome, you know. The weather's nice and it's perfect for Southeast Asia's best tournament.
Exactly. We like to get, yes, we like to keep that excitement. Now, we're going to talk big picture first about the tournament. So the last time the AFF Suzuki Cup occurred back in 2018, pre-COVID, pre-all that stuff, Thailand was under Milovan Rajevac. That seems like a lifetime ago. But unfortunately, Changsuk got eliminated in the semifinals, lost to Malaysia. And yeah, we're stuck here now in 2021, hoping that this side can do great things and return to the glory days again. Of course, Thai fans have their eyes on this tournament. Looking from a big picture, Gian, I'll go to you first. How much pressure is there on Thailand to win it? And also, what's your overall feeling about this team?
Oh, I think that, and everyone knows, there's lots of pressure because we have big expectations here. We have to win the competition. I think that the biggest point of annoyance or grievance for Thai fans over the past few years has been the fact that we are no longer number one in Southeast Asia. You know, our former coach, Akira Nishino, said it himself, that he was surprised to find that Thai fans care a lot more about ASEAN than they do about competing in Asia more broadly. And that holds true. That's the reason why our past managers didn't succeed, because they struggled, you know, at home in our own backyard. So there's big pressure now for Mano. He knows this very well, that he has to go and win, and he has to go and reassert himself as the biggest team in Southeast Asia. And about the team, I don't want to sound, you know, too cocky or overconfident or arrogant about the team, but I genuinely think it's one of the strongest Thailand teams we could have put together or that I've ever seen, because you have a lot of players in that 2016 group who shone in that year, Thirasin, Thiraton, Chanathip, Sarat. They're still in there. And then there are other people from that group who didn't get in this squad. And then there are the younger players coming through, offer something different, offer more hunger, more dynamism. And I think when you put those together, you know, put together the generation that's won for us in the past and one that's coming up now, being able to put them together and really show our best, and I think we look very strong.
Yeah, let's hold the talk on the squad for now. We're going to come back to that a bit later. Lots of squad updates to give all of you guys listening to this podcast. Be sure to check us out on Spotify as well. I'll shift over to you now. So it's been, 3 years since the last Suzuki Cup. The mood is finally coming back in Thailand. Lots of people starting to talk about it. Lots of content being thrown around in the national media about the competition. It's just, what are your expectations for this team heading into AFF Suzuki Cup? And also, do you think it's going to be a tough task for Thailand to reclaim the glory again?
I like Yan's optimism, but I think it's never easy playing, you know, in such a prize competition. It's the rivalry is fierce in this region, and playing in an away environment, you know, it's always tough, you know, because you have to deal with the mental side off the pitch as well. So look, what I expect from the team is to give it their best and, you know, play with pride, you know, do us Thai fans proud, you know, and, you know, let's see where, you know, Manos and the boys finish.
Okay. So a bit of a less hype approach that you went with compared to Gian, where he's more excited. Now, the team flew into Singapore a few days ago. 24 players, I believe, flew into Singapore. So you know, the entire team minus six players. So those six players who didn't fly directly into Singapore from Thailand. Right now, there are 26 players who are now together in Singapore. So lots of pictures have been posted online. It's the entire squad minus the two players in Japan, Tiraton and Chinatip, as well as Philip Roller and Jan Pope. So Philip Roller went back to Germany to visit his kids while Jan Pope had issues with the visa. Hansa is ruled out due to an injury. Pierpot is also out for this one, and Pakon. So all three of them, different injuries, but not fit enough to be able to recover in time. And the three replacements for them include Bawi, Surya, and Jan Pope. So 26 players, like I mentioned, now together in Singapore. Looking at the squad from, you know, just the raw image of this squad, I'll go to you first with this one. How strong is it in each position? Do you think there's enough depth? So give me which area of the pitch are you the most, you know, confident about on, and which area you're not that confident on?
I really like your choice of word when you say depth, you know. And I think I really like the midfield selection. I think guys like Watership and, you know, when Chinatip arrives from Japan, you know, that's a great option to have in the number 10 position. Then you also have, you know, the guys like Thitipan and Sarat, you know, who's a household name with the national team, is still there as well. So lots of choices to pick for midfield. Oh, how could I forgot? No, Tanawat, you see? Like, there's so many great players in midfield. But I'm worried about our striking options up front. You know, Tirasen has been in great form this season, but, you know, I'm not so confident in Adisak Gaison or new boy like Jan Pokki, who, for those who are not so familiar with Thai football, he's like the Thai Jamie Vardy. You know, he came out from nowhere and, you know, he scores goals for you know, Teotero. So I'm a bit worried about, you know, that final third.
Okay, so quite confident about the solid midfield options that we have, but at the same time, not so confident about going forward and the attacking threat who will apply the finishing touches. Okay, so yeah, it's with me, I'm quite similar to you, but different in terms of areas of concern. So areas of confidence, I think all three of us can agree that the midfield is Thailand's strong point for this one. A lot of experience, a lot of youth as well, but them two can complement well together. I think we all can agree that is a given. We have a very strong midfield pool of players that we can select and utilize in each game. But for me, it's the defense. I'm not at all confident about it. I think that, you know, training images were already shown that Bawi is still not 100%. Although he was called in place of Pansa, the first training session that Thailand had back in the BG camp, he was still doing stretches on his own. He was still talking with the team therapist. He was still basically going on and making sure that the fitness level is up to par with everybody else. Now, another area of concern is the wingback spot. So Surya will have to start against Timor-Leste. This is 100% now, because Tiraton will arrive on match day. I mean, unless he can get suited up, and I think he's arriving the morning off. So unless he can get suited up, fit in time and be ready to go by 4:30, which is the kickoff date for the first game, then yeah, sure, why not play Tiraton? It's like a warm-up game, you know, no disrespect to Timor-Leste, but it is going to be what it is. Surya will start that one. Now, for the right side, everybody was like, oh, there's a plethora of option that can be selected. There's Nurbuddin, there's Tristan Doe, there's Philip Roller. Well, Philip Roller, an update for you is that although he's in the initial 30, I don't know if it was a miscommunication, if it was just, you know, not checking the rules enough, but Philip Roller will not be able to play for Thailand for at least the first game and probably the second game as well, because with rules in this year's AFF Suzuki Cup, you have to be in the country of origin where you're flying for at least 14 days. So he just flew back around 4 or 5 days ago to Germany. So he has to stay in Germany for at least another 10 days almost before he can fly over to Singapore. So again, only two options at right back, only one option at left back pretty much for the first game. The second game, maybe things will get a bit better. Tierton's back and they could rotate their wingback spot. So I'm not at all confident about any spot in the defense, not even the center backs. It's Jonathan's first time as well, or the wingbacks. Gian, what about you?
Yeah, I think for me, center back is the biggest point of concern. I mean, Manuel Beer's most common partners under Nishino were Tanabun and Supan, neither in this squad. You know, the only player in this squad who he's partnered with at all in the past 2 years is Dola, and that was a 2-1 loss away in Malaysia, and we'd rather forget that game. If Bowie's not fit, I mean, Bowie was my hope to start next to Beer. If he's not fit fully, that's a big problem. And yeah, it could be Jonathan Kennedy straight into the big time, and that's also a bit nerve-wracking because of, you know, how big the pressure is in this tournament, how much the tension for Thailand is going to be at this stage. So yeah, center back has to be the scary part, and I just can't wrap my head around why he's picked only four. I cannot like comprehend it. I've thought about this, and you had so many other options. I said when Pakon got injured, you have so many midfielders, so many wingers, so many attackers. Here's a golden chance to add another center back, even if they're not the highest quality player, even if they're not, you know. You need to have depth, and there's no depth in center back. If we get like two injuries in center back, you know, now we're screwed. Like that just scares me a lot. Like not so much the personnel, but the fact that you picked four center backs in a squad of 30, and I cannot understand it at all.
Yeah, I definitely think that defense yet again will be the factor that determines how far this team goes in the competition, because if Thailand can do well in the first round and go through, breeze through, not concede, I think the attack will definitely sort itself out. There's enough options going forward and a lot of creativity. Everyone's dying to see Jason Adip play with Tanawat. I think those two on the pitch at the same time is going to be an absolutely new and enthralling dynamic duo going forward for the Changsik team. But defensively, though, you can almost make a case for everybody to start and also everybody not to start. You know what I mean? Not having a guaranteed back line of who's going to start, because I think the back line is the only spot right now that anyone can basically beat anyone. So, yeah, again, that's another area of concern.
I think that no matter like what it is, I think it should be Manuel Beer and Pansa Hemibun. No matter what, that should be the backup. Unfortunately, Pansa cares about Buira more than he cares about Thailand. Let's put it how it is. And that's what we have to deal with.
Okay, we're going to shift now to looking at the schedule and also which teams do you think in the group or team will pose the biggest threat to Thailand. So December 5th, kickoff at 4:30 against Timor-Leste. December 11th, a 7:30 p.m. kickoff against Myanmar. December 14th, so just a three-day gap there against Philippines at 4:30. And then to wrap things up, December 18th, the biggest clash in the group, a 7:30 kickoff between Thailand and Singapore. So four games within the span of just under 2 weeks. All games will be broadcasted on Channel 7 and all games will be played at the National Stadium, the glorious stadium that Singapore has. So very perfect conditions there, up to European standards. So no excuses about poor pitch quality at all or the weather or anything like that. It's just two sides going at it. Maybe the ref, that could play a factor because there's no VAR. But looking at the pool of games right there, Gian, which games do you think Thailand will have to really bring their A game, and which opponent will test Thailand the most?
Well, I think there are two big opponents there, the Philippines and Singapore. Obviously, Singapore with home advantage, they could be a very tough opponent. Looking at their back line of Irfan and Safwan, that's going to be tough to break down. Of course, Irfan has a lot of experience against these Thai players. So the team I'm worried about is the Philippines. I think that they've put together a very strong squad. Of course, a few players based in Thailand. They'll be disappointed that they couldn't get their full strength squad, including some players based in Europe. But the one they do have, I think, is pretty strong. They have a couple of players that are joining like for the first time who could be very good. They've got this one guy, Marañón, who is a naturalized Spanish player. And they've got a guy called Jasper Nyholm at the back who plays in Sweden. So a couple of new players we haven't seen from them before. I think they could be an unexpected force in this tournament.
Now, Ob, what about you? Philippines or Singapore? Which team do you think will be a bigger test for Thailand? Or maybe Myanmar?
I mean, Myanmar is there could be a surprise factor, but I'm gonna go with Singapore as the biggest threat to Thailand in this group. I've been listening to a lot of Rich Roshan Rai's YouTube channel, and I think the mood inside the Singaporean camp, sounds optimistic, and when you have a group of happy international who's playing regularly, joining together, I think they could produce something magical. Hopefully it's not against us or not good enough to see them go through. But yeah, Singapore definitely a team to watch.
I think all three of the Fandi brothers are on the team, if I'm not wrong. Double check that real quick. But yeah, I think all three of them are. Yep. Yeah, so
Ilsan, the youngest one, he is the Singaporean Mason Greenwood.
Yeah.
Looks like an interesting talent.
Solid team. I think in terms of team chemistry, there's a lot of S-League talents in there as well. So yeah, Singapore on the last match day, that could be a game where the winner will top the group in the end. Now, we're going to go straight into predictions. A lot of hot takes recently for the league. We did this for Thai League where we went out, said our predictions, who's going to finish top four, who's going to win the league. We're going to do the same right here. So first question, Op, you first. I'll answer it as well. Where will Thailand finish in the group and also with how many points? You go first.
Oh. Wait, I think we're going to finish top of the group, maximum points.
Wow. Ooh. In mano op trusts.
Like I said,
Gian, you want to go first? Or you want me to go first?
Yeah. Okay, what I said earlier at the start of the episode that I think we have one of the strongest squads I've seen for Thailand. That doesn't mean I think this will be easy. I think that our opponents are stronger than they have ever been. I think it's probably the strongest Philippines squad, the strongest Singaporean squad. That's good. That's fantastic. But it's not going to be easy. I think we'll probably most likely drop 2 points, which will be against Singapore. I think we can scrape a win against the Philippines. I think we'll probably draw with Singapore. That's how I think I see this going. And also, I think Mano knows it's a war of endurance. It's a long, you got to think about semifinals as well. So I wouldn't be surprised. I wouldn't be heartbroken to come second, because no matter what, you have to beat the best teams anyways. It doesn't matter if they're in the semis or in the final. So I won't be heartbroken to come second. I still think we can win the group if Singapore slip up against the Philippines, for example. And personally, I don't see Myanmar or East Timor being any trouble for us. So I think the Philippines and Singapore will define it. And I think we'll get one win and one draw from that.
I lean closer toward what Gian is saying than Op. So I agree more with you, Gian. I think that there's no chance Thailand wins all four games. I don't think this team is that great enough to be able to win all four in less than 2 weeks after just 5 days of training. I think that there'll be a couple of slip-ups. I'm actually going to say that Thailand will beat Singapore on the last match day because Thailand will have to win. Thailand will be in that position. That means that I think Thailand will either slip up against Myanmar or Philippines. And I think that Thailand will have 10 points. So 10 points, good enough for first place. There's going to be lots of slips in this group. So yeah, why not? A draw against Philippines. So a win against Timor, a win against Myanmar, and a win against Singapore on the last game. But on match day three, I think Thailand will drop one of those games. Yeah, and go in as first place with 10 points. So I'm going to say first place with 10 points. Op definitely, you know, 12 place. I mean, 12 points. We don't want to be 12th place, obviously. 12 points 12 in first place.
That would be the worst team in this movie cup. No, it's like 10 teams. Never mind.
There's like 9 teams, yeah. And then, Gien, you say 10 points with second place?
No, I think we'll still come first place.
Okay. All right. Let's now swing over to the other group.
I'm preparing you guys
group.
For coming second and not being sad. I'm just preparing you guys. If we come second, it's okay. That's all
okay. Now, looking at the other group, who do you think will come out on that one? I think Vietnam's a given. You have to pick Vietnam as one of them. Unless, right? Right, gentlemen?
I think
100% Vietnam.
For sure.
Look, you can try to argue against Vietnam, but here's my point. The team's been practicing and the team's been playing in the World Cup qualifiers. I know they've gotten battered every single game, but still, the group's been together for like 3-4 months.
1-0. I think I like this. What I'm going to say is I like this Vietnam side better than I did from 2 years ago. But something inside me is telling me, don't get giddy. You know, I have this feeling that it's too good to be true. Like, they've won it 2 years before, and then now they've had a great, you know, they've had great experience of playing against really good opposition in the World Cup qualifiers, and they are a better side now, definitely. It just seems too good to be true, and you know, I just don't want to, you know, get too excited. But definitely Vietnam is the number one team in that group.
Yeah, Vietnam is going through what Thailand went through back in 2016. So having to play the first games or the first half of the games of the World Cup qualifiers, losing, but at the same time they have this competition in between to gather the troops and rally themselves and improve their form. So I think that factor will make Vietnam want to perform super well. And they will, I think, be the best team in the other group. So I'm going to say group B, it's Vietnam and Malaysia. What about you guys?
I'd be inclined to agree, but don't write off this Indonesia team either. They've also had a lot of preparation time. You know, they've also been in the camp together training for a long time. They played friendlies, I think, and they've been training since those friendlies in November. And I wouldn't write them off for sure. Their squad looks pretty decent. They've got a few players based abroad who are doing pretty well. And I call this group the group of death because it could genuinely go. I think any of these three could end up winning the group. I genuinely believe that. And any of these three can end up being the two to go through. I see it hard to imagine a world where Vietnam doesn't make it through, but it's not completely impossible, I think, that they get eliminated in the group. It's not completely impossible. It's difficult to see. It's a very tough group for sure.
Okay, one final question to end the pod. Will Thailand bring the 6th AFF Suzuki Cup home? Dead silence. Planning. Just dead silence there. Because okay, if you don't want to go first, I can go first.
No, you go first. I can go first, you know.
Okay.
I'm planning my celebration on, you know, from the evening of the first, you know, to the early mornings of the 2nd of January. You know, that's gonna be my booze binge start to 2022. You know, it's New Year's Day. Long sleep the whole day, wake up, watch Thailand lift the trophy, party all night, and then, you know, hit the gym. And then it's that's how I'm gonna do it. And I hope it, you know, it comes through.
Hey, well, I mean, I'm glad you like the party life. There's plenty here in the US, but again, I won't be in the US during that time. I will be in England to watch that match. But Gian, I'm going to go to you first because I'll wrap up the show. What do you think of the chances of Thailand bringing back that sixth trophy?
I think we'll win. This is, I don't want to jinx it. I always hate predicting the thing I want to happen to happen. But I've got to be honest, I think we will actually win it.
Okay. And yeah, to wrap it up, number six will be coming home. I'm going to find a nice restaurant to go watch the game at in England. Hopefully meet a lot of Thai supporters in the UK as well. And yeah, there's nothing better to do on New Year's than watch football and cheer for your national team. I think that the timing of the AFF Suzuki Cup, the fact that they had it on New Year's, so they have the game on the first, it's just, it's waiting for something spectacular to just happen. And a dream final for me would be Thailand, Vietnam on New Year's. That is like the Super Bowl of regional football here in ASEAN. So definitely I will be waiting for that one. Lots of confidence in all three of us. And that'll do it for the preview pod of the Thai national team for the upcoming AFF Suzuki Cup. Be sure to follow us on all our social media accounts, Thai League Central on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, as well as the website and Spotify and YouTube. So thank you so much for tuning in. We'll see you next time.